tutor for MAs in English at the University of Leicester. I'm going to be talking to Linda, who's currently studying on our MA in Victorian Studies. Linda, what attracted you to the Victorian Studies MA at Leicester?
Well, from the beginning of my collegiate career, it was always a priority for me to study abroad. I did manage that in my undergraduate, and I loved the experience. So when I was considering studying for my MA, looking at England was a natural fit. I didn't think it was possible at first, but when I was looking for the different courses, I was looking for a strong academic reputation. I was looking for schools that had a link with international schools because I felt those would be most welcoming to an international student, and Leicester was a natural choice. I think what really separated it from all the other contenders was the personal experience I received through correspondence with Dr. Paula Warrington. She sent me an email reminding me about different deadlines. I know that's not anyone else's responsibility, but it showed that I was valued as an individual rather than just one anonymous student, and that's something I always hoped for in a college course, so it just, I couldn't go anywhere else.
What was it particularly about this MA, the MA in Victorian Studies at Leicester, that you liked?
I loved that they were offering courses on authors that I had admired ever since I was little. The Charlotte Bronte courses, the courses on the Bronte sisters, Charles Dickens, Elizabeth Gaskell. It just, every name that I read in the suggested courses was an absolute fit, so I just loved that.
Okay. Did you enjoy the interdisciplinary aspect of the MA, the fact that it's history and English?
I think that was an incredible benefit and is a definite advantage going forward, because the history was just such an important part of finding out what was going into these literary works. And I've always been accustomed to a close reading of texts. We didn't really focus on the history, and I always felt that that was something I wanted to improve on. So I'm very glad that we had the history course as part of it. I think it was very beneficial.
And can you just say something about the financial side of things? Was it manageable to come to the UK and study?
That was probably my greatest surprise in preparing for pursuing my master's degree, because I didn't think that a year in another country would be affordable, but upon further research I found that to come here to pay tuition, housing, to get the full master's degree cost less than a year in any school in my home state, which I think is absolutely shocking, but how wonderful for the University of Leicester that it provides such a wonderful education at, you know, a rate that students can afford.
Can you tell us what it was like for you when you first arrived at the University of Leicester?
Delightfully chaotic. No, what was wonderful is the University of Leicester, the student union, provided a bus to meet students at the airport and bring them to the university, which I think takes a lot of stress out of arriving here. I think for anyone preparing to come to the university and to take that option in coming here, it is important to remember that when they mean bring two suitcases, they mean two suitcases, because a lot of people broke that rule and they needed another bus.
Okay.
But I caught the first one, so it was very smooth after that.
Good. And did you find that when you got to the university and started preparing for your courses that everything fell into place and that you knew what you were doing and that people were welcoming?
People were very welcoming. I came at the beginning of Freshers Week, and I attended many of the events that were for the undergraduates as well, because I think that that was very useful. And of course, there were some for international students. And I think what was also wonderful is, even though I did come here primarily to work, I did want to be involved in some small way in the social atmosphere of the school, and they had a wonderful student activities fair where you can look at all the options. There are so many options, it was difficult to choose one. So I'm quite pleased with the amount of involvement I was able to achieve, even though I'm not necessarily a very social person, but I just found the atmosphere so inviting that it was easy to get involved.
And did you find that your fellow students on this MA were from a whole variety of different backgrounds?
Yes, they certainly are. I got to meet people from all over the world, and I really value the friendships that I have made through my courses. The people that I studied with in your course, the Bronte module, were very wonderful, and we even managed to arrange a trip to Haworth to visit the home of the Bronte sisters, which was wonderful. And it's really nice having people to travel with, so I've been very lucky in regards to finding friends here.
Can you tell us a bit about what it's like for you to study on the Victorian Studies MA? What it's like in terms of the classroom experience and the kind of amount of preparation and reading that's required?
The classroom experience is just perfect for me because they are smaller classes, so you have a more personal relationship with your tutors and your academic advisors. You're not, as again, I love that you are an individual in these courses in this school. You're able to develop those wonderful relationships with your colleagues. And as far as studying, you have a lot of time in any of the humanities courses for your own personal study. But I feel I have done more work for this course than I have in my 4 years of undergraduate. But I love that. I love that I have been able to significantly improve my output. The work that I've produced under this course is the work that I'm proudest of. And I just love that I'm challenged and that I am able to just improve my natural abilities.
What's it like having a seminar or a class in Victorian Studies? How long do they last, and what kind of things do you do in a class?
The classes are so enjoyable that I wish they lasted longer. They can range from, 1 to 2 hours, depending on what course you're taking at the time. And just every minute of it is full of valuable information. There is a lot of discussion. There's a great emphasis on discussion. So you are expected to contribute in the classroom environment. It's not just sitting in silence listening to someone lecture for a long time. And I think that's another important element of the process, because you're able to share ideas with people. You're able to develop your own and just feel more like you're a part of what's going on rather than just being affected by it.
Okay. And coming down to the nitty-gritty now, what about assessments? How have you found doing the assessments here?
Oh, the assessments were a bit stressful at first because they were... I just knew that they would hold me to a higher standard, I think. So I really wanted to meet that challenge. And so I've, again, worked as hard as I could for this. And it's a different system to get used to because you're not grading in the same way that they grade in the United States. So that takes a bit of time to get accustomed to. Mm. But so far, results have been positive, so that's good.
Good. And do you find that the workload overall is manageable?
Yes, the workload is manageable. It's just about how much you want to put into it. I think people who are coming to the University of Leicester have so much to take advantage of that it's up to you to do that. There are wonderful facilities. The library is very well stocked with books, with articles, and it's just a very good environment to learn, and it's what you do in the end of it.
As somebody who is from America, how have you found the experience of living and studying in Britain as an overseas student?
I found the transition to be very easy because I consider myself a bit more knowledgeable about England and British culture than most people might be going into it, but even if you had no knowledge whatsoever, it's a very welcoming environment. People from all cultures of the world are present here. It's a very multicultural and diverse environment, which is one of the things that attracted me to this university. And what's also great is that's one of the wonderful things about traveling is even if you do think you know everything, there's going to be really fun surprises in just these little ways. And I think that's the real benefit of traveling somewhere, that it's not going to fit into every expectation you had. It's going to exceed your expectations in wonderful ways. And Leicester is perfectly situated for getting to know the rest of the country as well, because it's right in the heart of England. So I can travel to the north or the south, and it's all sort of equidistant from each other. So it's absolutely wonderful. I love that I've been able to know more about this country, because a country is more than its capital. And the more I see of England, I just love it more and more.
And have you found that Leicester University is a supportive environment for an international student?
I think it's definitely a supportive environment, because I know the chaplaincy always has invitations for people from other cultures to be involved. There are student union groups that are specific for different cultures so that people can feel right at home, but also engage in this country's cultures as well.
Looking ahead, Linda, what sort of careers do you think the MA in Victorian Studies might be a good preparation for?
Well, the MA in Victorian Studies is very useful for enhancing your resume or CV, and I think it would open you up to a variety of fields, whether it's in the creative arts, whether it's in publishing, or whether it's teaching. For myself, I think that after I graduate, I would like to try and teach at a university level, and I think the master's is a good way of sort of opening the doors for some places, so I think that that's very useful. And it is also great that the university provides seminars and sort of workshops on careers in the future, so it is thinking about the future as well.
A master's is a preparation for going on to do a PhD for many people, and that's what you're perhaps thinking of doing?
I think it's very tempting. I might even consider doing it here.
Just finally, Linda, would you recommend doing the Victorian Studies MA at Leicester to other students who may be thinking of it?
Coming to the University of Leicester and studying for my MA in Victorian Studies has been one of the best decisions of my life, so I would absolutely recommend it.
That's very nice to hear. Thank you very much indeed, Linda.
Thank you.